بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a doubts and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We're welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Ata, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have Sheikh Karimi to answer today's question. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Okay, Sheikh Karimi, so when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam, was he an infant or no? And a specific age was considered for the creation of Adam. For example, was he created as kid, youngster, young, or a mature one? A mature one.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, we know that the creation of Prophet Adam alayhi salam was not like any other human being. To be born from the womb of a mother, for example, and then to be in need of all these stages of development and growth.
Okay.
He is the only human being, and of course, together with Eve, who was created directly from the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the soil. So there is a big difference from, between Adam and Eve and other human beings. We do not have very authentic narrations about the age of Adam and Eve. There is one narration I will mention, but at least what we understand from the verses and the narrations is that they were not kids. They were mature and they were able to talk, understand, to walk, eat, and drink. This is clearly mentioned in the Noble Book of Quran and in the narration. So we should not think that they were created as like a one-day baby. No. The other point is that, as I mentioned, there are some narrations according to which when Adam alayhi salam was created, he was like a 40-year man. But I need to explain.
Mm-hmm.
According to some narrations, there was a gap between creating Adam alayhi salam from the soil and then breathing the soul into this soil.
Yes.
So first of all, according to these narrations, first of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam from the soil, but still he is not a complete human being because it does not have a soul. Then after 40 years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gave him the soul. As we have the concept of nafkh ruh, breathing the soul into the human being in the womb of his or her mother when they are about 4 months. The same has been there for Adam alayhi salam, according to some narrations. For example, we have فَخَلَقَ اللَّهُ Adam. فَبَقِيَ أَرْبَعِينَ سَنَةً مُصَوَّرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam from the soil, but for the 40 years, he was just a soil. I mean, just a human being without the soul.
Mm-hmm.
Still, he's not going to talk, he's not going to eat and drink, and so on and so forth. Or according to another narration mentioned by Sheikh al-Saduq in Ilal al-Shara'ih, volume 1, page 275, إن الله عز وجل خلق آدم وكان جسده طيبا وبقي 40 سنة ملقى. For 40 years, Adam alayhi salam was only a physical body mm-hmm. without the soul.
Okay.
So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala breathed the soul into Adam alayhi salam. So some people say that with this we can conclude that maybe Adam alayhi salam at that time when he had the soul, he was looking like, a 40-year-old man.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, as I mentioned, based on the verses of the Quran and the narrations, we should not think that he was like a one-day baby. As I mentioned, his creation is different from other human beings. He was a mature person. He was able to talk, eat, drink, to communicate, to understand, to receive all those names from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to understand them, to teach them to the angels. All these points tell us that he was not like a baby. He was like a mature person. And maybe, as I mentioned, he was looking like a 40-year-old man.
That's right.
And then there are some, those people who believe in the narrations of the gap of 40 years between creation of Adam alayhi salam and breathing the soul, they have mentioned that there might be some reasons for this gap, why he was in need of these 40 years. Some people believe that it was for the reason that, the angels would have enough opportunity to see this new creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so much so that when later soul is added to this body,
yes,
they are able to prostrate before Adam alayhi salam.
Mm-hmm.
And the other point that is mentioned is that they say that it is like the fetus in the womb of a mother.
Mm-hmm.
The fetus is in need of some 4 months,
yes,
to get ready for receiving the soul, ruh, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So maybe this has been the case for the body of Adam alayhi salam. Maybe it also went through different stages to be able to receive that ruh, that soul from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that was in need of 40 years. So these are some points mentioned
right.
by some scholars, but these are just some theories,
yes,
and we do not have enough evidence from the
That's
Quran
right.
and narrations to exactly know what was the reason for this gap of 40 years between
mm-hmm.
the creation of Adam alayhi salam and then breathing the soul into his body.
That's all right.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.
Praises to Allah, all glories to Allah. We worship Allah and no one but Allah.
Okay, now the second part of the question is that we know that Adam was a prophet, so his creation must be with in a chaste manner.
Mm-hmm.
In a respectful manner. Nowadays, we could see that the human beings are born naked, okay? So if there was no womb of the mother, if there was no, for example, natural way of, for example, delivery on that time, so how was the quality of being born into this world? Was it in a naked way or not?
What we understand from the Noble Book of Quran and the narrations is that Adam and Eve, after being created, they also had a kind of cover.
Yes.
Okay. And this is also showing the fact that to be away from nakedness is something in the nature of all human beings. The reason for that is the verses of the Quran that tell us that when Adam and Eve, they committed that terk-e-ola, leaving the preferred action, by following the advice of the Satan, eating from that forbidden tree, then they became naked for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Let me read, for example, chapter A'raf, verse 22. فَدَلَّهُمَا بِغُرُورٍ. The Satan brought about their fall by deception. فَلَمَّا ذَاقَ الشَّجَرَ. So when they tasted of the tree, بَدَتْ لَهُمَا سَوْآتُهُمَا. Their nakedness became exposed to them. This requires that before that, they had a kind of cover, mm-hmm. at least. But then when they ate from that forbidden tree, their nakedness became exposed to them. وَتَفِقَ يَخْسِفَانَ عَلَيْهِمَا مِنْ وَرَقِ الْجَنَّةِ. And of course, they began to stitch over themselves with the leaves of paradise. So they did not remain as naked.
Okay.
So there are a couple of points here. First of all, it means that before eating from that tree, they had a kind of cover. They were not naked. And second of all, to cover yourself is something rooted in your nature. Even Adam and Eve, as soon as they felt that they are naked, they tried to cover themselves from the leaves of that heaven or that paradise.
Yes.
And of course, here there is a difference between the Noble Book of Quran and, the Old Testament.
That's right.
Because according to the Old Testament, Adam and Eve at that time were already naked, but they didn't know, they didn't notice that they are naked. Mm-hmm. And after eating from that tree, they realized that they are naked, and this is an ugly act. But according to, because they believed that that tree was the tree of knowledge, and when they ate from that tree, they became aware of the realities. But this is against the Noble Book of Quran. Adam alayhi salam was a knowledgeable person because عَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught him all the names, and he was the teacher of the angels, and he taught all these names to the angels. So this is the big difference from Adam as pictured in the Noble Book of Quran and in the Old Testament. So already they had a kind of cover. What happens is that when eating from the tree, they just lose that cover for a while, and quickly they try to cover themselves from the leaves of the paradise.
That's right.
Also, we have in the same chapter, verse 27, يَا بَنِي آدَمْ لَا يَفْتِنَنَّكُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ. O children of Adam, do not let Satan tempt you. كَمَا أَخْرَجَ أَبَوَيْكُمْ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ. As he expelled your parents from paradise, يَنْزَعُ عَنْهُمَا لِبَاسَهُمَا. Stripping them of their garments to expose to them their nakedness, which means that already they had a kind of lebas, they had a kind of garment and cover. Eating from the tree caused them to lose that cover, and then they tried to يَخْسِفَانَ عَلَيْهِمَا مِنْ وَرَقِ الْجَنَّةِ, to cover themselves from the leaves of the paradise.
That's all right. Thank you very much, Shaykh Karimi, for a nice elaboration regarding this topic, the quality of the creation of Prophet Adam and Eve. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanillah.
Inna fi al-jannati nahran min laban li'ali حسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن. الحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن من علي وحسين وحسن